Target's CEO, Greg Steinhoffel, who's been with the company for 35 years, is out of a job today. He's been under pressure ever since news in December that hackers had stolen data connected to the tens of millions of credit and debit cards of Target customers. His critics say the company didn't react quickly enough. Analysts say when all the investigations are complete, Target's may end up the largest data breach ever at a retailer, bigger than the 2007 breach that affected 90 million records at the parent company of TJ Maxx. Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times is with us. Hi there.
Hey, Robin.
So big news for this Minneapolis-based retailer, but were you surprised?
I can't say that I was that surprised. I wasn't sure if he would survive the scandal or not. The issue here is that this also has to be put into the larger context of what Target's been going through in the last couple of years. So it's really been struggling to keep up with online-only retailers like Amazon.com, of course. It also had a really bad entry into the Canadian market last year, which was expected to be a big success. And so obviously, I think the data breach was just a tremendous problem. It's badly damaged Target's trust with its customers, and it's unclear that it's going to be able to recover from that. But even when you put this against the broader context of what the company's going through, anybody who's surprised by this, at the very least, shouldn't be too surprised by it.
We'll talk more about what the company's going through and going to do, but first about that breach. Where are we in the investigation?
So, you know what? The thing that still remains the most mysterious about all this is that Target actually did have the procedures, the computerized systems in place to catch this. And in fact, some alerts were sent at the very beginning of the breach to personnel to the company's headquarters in Minneapolis. And for some reason, nothing was done. And that's really, it's still unclear exactly where the breakdown was. And I think the fact that this was a personnel failure, a human failure, also has contributed to the sense that the company just didn't have a really good handle on what it was doing here. And I think they need to fix that and find out exactly what happens before they're going to be able to start the really difficult process of getting its customers' trust back.
Well, meanwhile, they may think they are fixing it. They announced a new chief technology officer and a new agreement with MasterCard. They're going to be the first major U.S. retailer to have store cards with secure chip and PIN technology. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. So this is something that's going to happen across all retailers by, I believe, October of next year. Target has essentially decided that it wants to get ahead of the curve. I think it's an important step. It's a useful step. And essentially, the problem is that the way that these credit card systems work now, or these payment card systems work, is that they still use this old magnetic strip technology. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do as good a job of encrypting data as the new chip and PIN systems. And so this is something that credit card networks are demanding that retailers be able to accept by October of next year. And Target's taking, I think, the wise step of trying to move along the process and get in front of it.
Well, meantime, just in the minute we have, talk about the overall challenges that you started with. You know, how are brick-and-mortar retailers, not just Target, but Target too, faring as more people move online?
You know, it's very difficult, and it looks like increasingly, I mean, a big part of their business model is just obsolete. If you can get something delivered to your home and for cheaper from a place like Amazon, then I think, an actual store is going to have a lot of trouble differentiating itself. It's going to have to pursue a new strategy. Well, so far, Target hasn't come up with anything really ambitious and new to do that. It's tried to catch up to Amazon by, you know, having its own e-commerce site, its own website, but this is a slow-moving process. And it's not doing very well so far.
Well, they should remind people that when you go into the box store, you buy things that you never even would have dreamed of, although maybe that's not a good thing to remind people of. Cardiff Garcia, right, from the Financial Times. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.